Are you 50 plus, stuck in the 9-to-5 world and looking for something more fulfilling? Maybe you've already retired and are seeking a new purpose in life. Have you thought about starting your own business? Welcome to Silver Linings with your host, Karen George, here on Inspired News Radio. During each show, Karen will talk with fascinating people who've started new businesses after the age of 50. You'll hear their stories, find out what prompted them to start their businesses, and hopefully take away some nuggets of wisdom that will assist you in the search of your own silver linings. And now, the host of Silver Linings, Karen George.
Hi everyone, I'm Karen. Welcome to the very first episode of Silver Linings. I am thrilled to have with me today my very first guest, Lynn Swanson from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Lynn started her business in December. It's called The Worship Fortist, and I am excited to learn all about it. But first, welcome Lynn.
Thanks, Karen. It is so good to be here. I'm so honored to be your first guest.
First of all, if you would start us off by telling us the Lynn Swanson story, tell us about growing up in Minnesota. But I know that music has had a big impact on your life, so if you could tell us about that. And basically, just tell us everything about you up until now, the Cliff Notes version.
Sure. I'd be glad to. Well, you're right. I'm born and raised in Minnesota. So even the 50, 60 below wind chills that we had last week were just nothing. It was just everyday life. And I love the cold. And I love that I grew up here.
Oh,
it's a beautiful place to live. It really, really is. And the summers are gorgeous. And yeah, so when I was growing up, Karen, like music was a part of our lives. And that's kind of an understatement. Probably a couple times a week, my parents would gather us around the piano and my mom would play songs and my dad would harmonize and we'd all sing and my brothers would play guitar and we would do this 2-3 times a week the entire time I was growing up.
That sounds like such fun.
It was such a sweet way to grow up.
And how many are in your family?
I have 2 older brothers. So my oldest brother plays keyboard also, just like me, and my middle brother plays guitar. Yeah. So we have a lot of fun when we get together.
I'm sure.
Yeah. So I, like most kids in our day and age, I had to take piano lessons, right? So I took 6 years of piano and I never really liked it very much. I remember doing recitals, Karen, and like, I had no, I'd sit down at the piano and go, I don't know what I'm doing. I haven't practiced enough. I don't even know what song it is. I don't want to be here. I mean, it was just all bad every time. So after about 6 years, my mom let me off the hook and I didn't have to play anymore. So really in high school, my thing was singing. I sang with the jazz band and with the madrigal singers and the pop singers. And
oh, wow.
I did a lot of solos. I even sang at some big venues, downtown Minneapolis, And it was a blast. And I sang and sang and sang to my heart's content. But something changed then. When I was just 19 years old, I stumbled into this church in North Minneapolis. They met me and they basically tossed me up on the piano and said, you are our music director. And I had no idea what they were even talking about.
Oh, that's scary.
It was terrifying. I think I was petrified for about 3 years straight every single Sunday.
Wow.
And the pastor there, he would sometimes walk in. I mean, this is not good form. I don't recommend this, but he would walk in and he'd go, Lynn, I don't have a sermon, so it's all you. So here I was, this punk kid who knew nothing, didn't have a repertoire of songs, and I had to fill up like 2 hours.
Oh,
it was horrible and yet wonderful at the same time, because it was truly my training ground. I wound up staying there for 12 years.
Wow.
But the thing that happened when I got there, when I was 19 years old, they put the music in front of me. And the first thing I said was, where are the notes? because you know when you take piano lessons, you're reading notes on the page, like classical music, and there were no notes, there were just chords, and I didn't know what that meant. Mm-hmm. So this began my search to figure out what in the world is going on, where are the notes, and how do I transfer any of those measly 6 years of lessons into this. I didn't understand it.
Yes.
Yeah. So I spent 12 years in North Minneapolis, and then I jumped around a few churches here and there. And, you know, my whole life, I've been able to make a living being a musician. And that's not, I don't say that statement lightly, because there are so many good musicians out there. There are brilliant musicians who can't squeak out a living just because there's not enough opportunities for musicians. Right. There aren't. Not enough. Oh, I'm sorry. Not enough paid opportunities to make a living. But between working at churches, directing choirs, I lead worship for a big alcohol and drug recovery center here in Minnesota. So I get to do a lot of worship music for them. I have a little worship team there, and just whoever's musical and wants to be a part of the team, so they learn how to work together as a team and how to play worship music. Oh, and it's funny. A lot of fun. Yeah. And then I lead worship there, which is different. I have my own band. My husband is with me. One of my brothers is with me in this band. And I know, it's so fun. And we lead worship for their big events. I get to play piano in worship many, many, many times a week.
Oh, great.
I'm really blessed that I get to do that, and that the doors have opened, that I can do that and kind of squeak out a living too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun. Yeah.
So tell me about your family, a little bit about your family.
About my now family or my...
Yes, you're now a family.
I have the greatest family. I have three daughters, Rachel Peterson. I just give her last name because some of you probably know her, maybe, who are listening. She's the head of SMU. Karen is good friends with her, too. And then I have Jessica, and then I have Stephanie. So I have my three girls, and then I have four grandchildren and a fifth on the way.
Oh, you know, really?
That? Yeah, my daughter in Texas is going to have a baby.
Oh, exciting.
Yeah, so these grandchildren are just...
Five golden rings.
I'm telling you. So it was fun because my three girls and I, we sing together all the time. Every time we're together, we break into harmony and we just go for it. And it's such a blast singing with my girls. It's
I've heard Stephanie sing. She's very good.
Yeah.
And I've heard Rachel rap, so.
Yeah, she can rap. She could sing a little bit too. Yeah, Stephanie has sung at Timberwolves and Lakers games and stuff like that.
That's right. She sang the national anthem. It was on Facebook. I saw that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So good for her. I'm so proud of my girls. And so my oldest and youngest live nearby me in Minnesota, and my middle daughter took off and moved to Texas. Yeah. And then we had three granddaughters. So I had three daughters and three granddaughters. And then when we found out the fourth grandchild was going to be a boy, we were beside ourselves.
Sure.
Yeah. So here's a fun story for you, Karen. You know, about 25 years ago, I met a guy named Lars. And we were always doing music together. Not always, but he was often on my worship teams everywhere where I was playing, you know. And we were just really good friends, and we hung out with the same friend group, and my brother was his best friend. And we spent like New Year's Eves together, not him and I, but just our whole group.
Uh-huh.
And then about 8 years ago, I was divorced and I was a single mom, and all of a sudden the lights came on for both of us. It was literally as if a curtain was in front of us and it rose. And all of a sudden we just knew that it was absolutely perfect. And so we've been married for 4.5 years.
Oh, how sweet. That's a great story.
It's
a great story. when somebody you've known for a long time, and then all of a sudden they come back into your life in a different way.
It was unbelievable. And we have the best marriage, and we're just having a blast. So the worship keyboardists, we're really doing it together. We really are.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's a good segue. Let's talk about that now.
Business. Yeah. So actually before Lars and I started dating, you know, I'd been teaching some on the side, teaching voice, teaching piano, and literally all my piano students said, I don't want to learn by note. I want to learn what you do. I want to learn how to play by chord.
Okay.
Sometimes it's called playing by ear, but it's really more about playing by chord. And so I would teach, and they were mostly adults, and I would just teach them what I knew. And I love teaching, but it's so time consuming. And I was already working at my church, and I was working at Challenge, and I also work for Rachel, my daughter, a few hours a week too. So it was just too much, right? My schedule was just too full. And I started getting this thought in my head that I should put lessons online. And this was 8 years ago. And I thought, I know that I could teach somebody everything they needed, even if they're a beginner or even if they were really advanced. I can teach. I know I can. I've been doing this for over 30 years. This is the one thing I can do. I can't do much.
But that's a big deal. Being a teacher is a huge thing.
It is. It is. And I thought, if I can capture it online and not have to teach each person individually, but have students who have access to all the lessons all the time, I thought this could really be cool. And then I don't have to get exhausted teaching 15 people in a week.
Right.
But I can just teach once really well and really thoroughly, and then have everybody learn who wants to learn. It was an exciting thought. But I didn't alone, I didn't have the tools I needed to do it. And here's why. I know most people, and I've heard this, Karen, and I know you have too, you don't need the very best sound quality or the very best setting behind you or anything like that to make a course. However, because I was teaching piano, the sound had to be really good, right? Because they needed to hear exactly what I was doing without a little echo, without any noise. And also I noticed when people were teaching things online on YouTube, I noticed you couldn't see where their hands were very well on the keys. So I knew we needed excellent lighting, excellent quality, things that I just couldn't quite grasp. And I remember having a big debate with myself. Should I just do it anyway and have it be not very good quality? And I knew I couldn't do that. So in comes Lars into my life.
Not just
good timing, right? So not only as a husband, but he is like a tech photographer, videographer, expert. So here we've got me ready to teach and him ready to record. And we were all excited to do it, except we knew it would take time. So as fate would have it, last March, Lars lost his job. And we thought, well, what a great time to start recording our online course. So we started recording, and he'd apply for a job, and we applied for a lot of jobs, and he wouldn't get them. And so we'd just keep recording. And it was fascinating to me because it was about 2 days before we actually launched the course, he got a job. So we had all these lessons online, everything was in place, and we launched and he got a job. So if he wouldn't have had all that time off, we'd still be putzing around with this. It would be going slow, for sure.
Well, everything happens the way it's supposed to happen, right?
Yeah, I really believe that. I do. So that's how it started. Yeah.
So tell me about your website and how people can you know, how do they access your services and all of that?
Yeah, what a great question. So I'm using the I don't know the exact, like the online platform, Thinkific, which is a good one. I think I probably should have gone through ClickFunnels, but I didn't. I used Thinkific, which is, it's brilliant. It really is. I love it. But the people around me use ClickFunnels, so I probably could have gotten more help if I would have done ClickFunnels. That being said, people can sign up for the course, and this is what they get. They get like, there's about 40 lessons already on there.
Oh, wow.
And it's by level and by skill level on there. And it's recommended that they do one lesson a week. So I'm hoping everyone kind of keeps pace. And every week, Lars and I add a new piece of content. So with that in mind, no one should ever run out of lessons.
I was going to ask you, oh, so it's a monthly fee, monthly subscription?
Mm-hmm. Monthly subscription.
How much is it?
$29 a month.
Oh, that's great. Because they immediately, they have access to all of this, all of these lessons, and they can just jump in and, you know, go at their own pace and, you know, either slow or fast or, you know, however much they know already and just jump in there.
Yeah. Press rewind, press pause, you know, do it at 2 a.m. in the morning, whatever you want to do. So we feel good about it. That the average price nationwide of one piano lesson is almost $29. So it's about a fourth of the price of regular lessons.
Wow. I would think it'd be more than that for a private lesson.
Yeah, that's average.
Oh,
so,
okay.
But average right now is about $29. So we're just right there at about a fourth of the cost.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
And so who is your ideal customer?
Oh, what a great question. Right now, we just launched and we've got 16 students, which is wonderful. I love them all. I care about them all. Right now they're all women, which I wasn't totally expecting, but you never know. And the age range is from 14 to 73.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
So really, I think the ideal person who would want to be a part of the Worship Keyboardist, they love to worship, and either the piano has just always intrigued them and they want to learn because we start from the very, very beginning, or a lot of my students also have had some piano lessons as a child, and so they know a little bit, but they don't know how to transfer it over to chords,
right,
like worship music has. Yeah.
Do you know, have you heard of anybody else that's doing what you're doing?
No, I haven't. I've looked around, and there are some places that have handfuls of lessons, but nothing is in, I haven't seen it. I'm sure it's out there, but I haven't seen it. And I've looked, I haven't seen anything this in depth because I cover everything. We decided that we would literally hold nothing back. You know, there's a story in the Bible about this widow who, she's super poor and she's going to be in big trouble. And so she goes to the priest and she says, "Hey, I'm poor. I'm in trouble. What do I do?" And instead of the priest handing over like $1,000 or something to help her, he says, "Well, what do you have in your house?" And she goes, "I don't have anything." And then she goes, "Well, I have a little bit of oil." And he says, "Well, get every bowl that you possibly can from every neighbor that you possibly have and start pouring your oil." And she did. And she just kept pouring and pouring and pouring and pouring, and then was able to sell the oil and be fine for the rest of her life. So Lars and I kind of joke, like, what do we have in our house? Well, nothing. We have a piano and we have a camera. So let's pour it out, and we're not going to stop pouring. I'm not going to hold any lessons back. I'm not going to hold any content back. You know, I think that's one benefit of doing something like this when you're our age, you know, when you're over 50, is you don't feel like you have to keep anything for yourself, but you want to give everything you have. You want to give your knowledge and your wisdom and your skills and your techniques, because there's no compelling reason why I would want to keep that for myself.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So you did your market research, and you so far haven't found anyone else that's doing exactly what you're doing, which is fantastic. You can
be
a very specific niche.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. It is very narrow and very specific. And I remember my daughter, Rachel, would ask me, "Mom, are you sure that you don't want to do, have a bigger audience?" Because saying we only want people who like to worship, who want to play piano, what if you just did everybody, any song? But that's not what I know.
Right.
What I know is worship. That's all I've done my whole life.
Uh-huh.
So might as well do what we know.
Well, like they say, you know, the saying is, find out what you love and then find a way to make some money at it.
Yay! That's what we're doing.
Tell me about any exciting wins that you've experienced. Well, already you told me you have 16 students. That's wonderful. We have talked before and you told me that you, the very first month, you're covering your bills or the cost of your business.
Yes. To me, that was like the greatest win ever. We'd love to make money on this, but it is not about the money. It's about pouring out all this information.
Mm-hmm.
Use it. But knowing that we're not going to go backwards every month because of it is so worth it, right? Like, yeah, within 4 weeks, we had enough students to cover our monthly expenses, including a tiny little bit of advertising money too. So, so everything from now on is profit. If we add a student, it doesn't increase our costs at all.
Oh, that's
so
great.
Yeah, we're so excited about that. And you know, I forgot to tell you too, Karen, that we have a private members group on Facebook. So anyone in any student of mine can hop on there at any time, ask me questions. Sometimes I just post really personal videos about things, you know, just to help them along and encourage them along. My main questions from them so far have been about their actual instrument, about the keyboard, about free pianos, about things like that. Mm. But it's pure joy to have that place, that private place, to touch base just with those people who are learning the actual thing that I'm teaching. It's just so exciting.
Yes, that is so neat. And they can meet each other through that group.
Yes.
Tell me one or two things you know now that would have made your journey to establish your business much easier.
Just one or two? I think really to encourage somebody else, I don't think most things need to be so picky about the video and audio quality. Like we had to be, that is what took a lot of time for us, was to get that just right. But once we had those in place, I recorded most of my lessons in one take because I've been teaching my whole life.
Yes.
And all the information is like bursting to come out of my mouth. So I think for other people, just start recording. Just start recording. You know, you can always upgrade the you know, paint color behind you later or something like that. But just start recording.
And right.
Something to give, so, absolutely.
Don't let that hold you up. Like, just get going.
Just get going. Yep. Yeah, for sure. That's a valuable lesson. I don't think I understood how much I'd have to be on Instagram. I know you and I have talked about that just briefly before,
right. But
I did zero on Instagram until this started, until like November of this year. And it's backed off a little bit, but for goodness sakes, that it was such a steep learning curve. Definitely, absolutely, unquestionably get someone to help you if you're not familiar with Instagram. Without the specific advice of all three of my daughters, I would not be able to even understand what my goal was on Instagram.
I know that you're on Instagram. What is your handle on Instagram?
It's The Worship Keyboardist.
Okay. And where else are you?
Facebook, my Facebook page. Oh my gosh. I would love to see you guys there. It's just The Worship Keyboardist.
Okay. And then you have a website as well.
The Worship Keyboardist.
Lynn, thank you so much for joining me today as my first guest on Silver Linings. And I wish you the much, much success with the Worship Keyboardist.
Karen, thanks for having me. And I can't wait to hear what is going to be on your future episodes too.
Oh, thank you so much.
You've been listening to Silver Linings on InspiredNewsRadio.com with your host, Karen George. Tune in regularly to hear more stories from people who have started businesses after age 50. Remember, it's never too late to find your silver linings.